Well, hello there. This is Evangelist Timothy Gruber here at the Word of the King at Holiness Bibles for the Blind.
Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 4 tells us that where the Word of the King is, there is power. We may say unto him, what doest thou?
And today, on the Word of the King, my brother Kay Wolfgang is going to bring forth a message to you straight from the infallible, inerrant, perfect, preserved Word of God. I pray now, may the incorruptible seed of the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever, by the power of the Holy Spirit, minister to your soul.
If you would, turn in your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. A little note for those who've been here more than at least 2 months, you would already know that when we read the workbook, the words of the faith book in unison, that's going to be the scripture. So get a little hint and put the program right in there. You won't have to turn to it and fight to find it. Amen. But for you now, new members, that's a little hint too. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. We're going to read together verse 18. Together, verse 18. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And if you would please stand for reading the word. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Let us begin. Because I am doing it. Amen. can't play the organ, alright? You just go right ahead there. You can just tinkle that piece some more, amen. Hallelujah. Woo! Tail last couple weeks too. Amen.
see me, and I'll show you I love you. Amen.
All right.
Hey, and it goes with this. All right. Matthew 25, it tells us this. Verse 40, whatsoever you do to the least of these, my brethren, you do unto me. Judge not, lest ye be judged. For with what judgment you judge, ye shall be judged. And with what measure you meet, it shall be measured you again. And why do you behold that little, let's turn it into our modern day thinking, why do you worry about that little speck of sawdust in your neighbor's eye when you got to fix that log stick now?
Now other people, their actions, you come into the church,
And what song would you think of that? It would be this one. If they come to church or you talk to them for a long time and they read your actions and they say, this would be your theme song.
I come before thy throne of praise and falter flat prayed on my face. I know that I am but a worm, so step on me, God, and watch me squirm.
That would be, you go there, and some people act like they're so holy and so righteous, they never sin, never do a thing wrong, and they got a finger to point at somebody else. I got this song by the Dixie Notes woman that says, don't point a finger, lend a hand. Amen. But they're so busy pointing fingers. Wait a minute, if you point a finger at somebody, I guarantee you've got at least 3 points back at you. Amen. So you might as well say amen and put this finger pointing bit and start saying, Jesus loves you. Amen. And if we spend as much time manicuring our lawns as we do in prayer, boy, we destination to be turned upside down. You might as well say amen. Now, if we were to look at another situation, and some people would say this song is their theme song. All I want is to lend a helping hand, but I just cannot understand the cruel things people say as they laugh and walk away. Amen. That would be their theme song. You'd read their actions, and that's all. They want to help, but people just don't want nothing to do with them. Amen. But what should our theme song be? Well, first of all, I got a little poem here. Ruth, you've got a copy of it, don't you? You want to read that for us? I didn't have time to get it in large enough print for me, so I'm going to have Ruth read this. There's a poem that I ran across listening to another sermon just yesterday, and I said, well, this will work perfect. Because it fits what I'm saying now. Ruth, you got it ready?
I got it.
Go ahead.
The cold within. Six humans trapped by circumstance in dark and bitter cold. Each one possesses a stick of wood, or so the story is told. Their dying fire in need of logs, one man held his log back. For all the faces around the fire, he noticed one was black. The next one, looking across the way, saw one, not a one, from his church. He couldn't bring himself to give the fire and his stick of birch. The third one sat in tattered clothes and gave his coat a hitch. Why should my log be used, he asked, to aid the idle rich? The rich man sat back. He thought of the wealth he had in store and how he did what he had earned from the land he shifted before. The black man's face bespoke revenge as the fire passed from his sight. For all he saw in the piece of wood was a chance to fight the fight. The last man and his forlorn group did nothing except for gain, giving only to those who gave to him is how he played the game. Six logs held tight in death, no hands with proof of human sin. They did not die from the cold without, but from the cold within.
Okay. You see that? Come on, you must go praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. They didn't die from the cold outside, the physical cold. They died from the coldness in their own heart because they didn't want nothing to do with the other people that are around. Rich man doesn't want nothing to do with the poor fellow. And most people in the church, I'm sorry to say, they'd rather go to the banker than the janitor who sweeps out the bank and tell them the gospel.
All right.
Well, I'm going to try to build my church up and get more money. What did Jesus say? Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Come on now.
people. Jesus loves me, this I know, come on. For the Bible tells me so. Little one, to Him belong. They are weak, but He is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me.
Think that's the preacher's job. Love.
we're told, but as many as are the works of the law are under the curse. For cursed be everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them, we're told in the book of Galatians. All but here it is. But God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Repent ye and believe the gospel. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved, and the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, shall cleanse you from all sin. For if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Menial, mortal, sin, whatever you call it, all unrighteousness. God is faithful to forgive those who confess their sins to him through faith in Jesus Christ, his death, burial, and resurrection alone. For by grace he is saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works. Call upon the Lord today. This is Evangelist Timothy Groover. Till next time, God bless you and yours.